This goes to Dr. Mary N G U Y E N. Fax 989-629-8145 regarding Paul Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, Jr., date of birth 3/12/1955. Dear Dr. N-G-U-Y-E-N, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ortiz with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. His last visit was November 27th of 2023. His wife accompanies him to this visit today. He's feeling well. His weight is stable. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 25 milligram daily. Also, metoprolol, extended release, 50 milligram daily. And he's anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. He's also on ProAir inhaler as needed, tamulosin, and atorvastatin. Physical exam, weight 148 pounds, pulse 83. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120/78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular, secondary to chronic atrial fibrillation with a controlled rate. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 8th. 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.63 with estimated GFR of 45. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 8.7. Sodium is 141. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 21. Phosphorus 2.8. Intact parathyroid hormone 151.5. We will continue to monitor that. Generally, we don't start treatment until the intact parathyroid hormone increases above 200. And then, depending on calcium levels, we can institute treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. His hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension, well-controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.